It's time for Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family with WK and Ken Boyce. And good morning, gentlemen. We're ready to go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're here ready to go with it.
And we are live on the radio, so we are looking for your calls. Give us a call at 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056 or star 56 on all tell customers. So.
Yes, please give us a call this morning. If you wish to make a comment about the subject today of why men won't commit to marriage, if you have a story of a wedding that never happened or of a wedding that you'd like for it to happen, or a wedding that absolutely did happen and it's been a wonderful experience for you. Give us a call.
Women don't talk about that, right?
All the time.
No, not
all the time. That's been my experience. And I really would like to hear from you and to know your story. And
as a matter of fact, the song you wanted, we actually have in the library.
Oh, absolutely. Excellent.
If it was the song that I heard at the beginning of the disc that we were working on, mm-hmm. that we have right here, as a matter of fact.
Oh, let's listen to this.
The 1969 Fifth Dimension.
She speaks the truth.
Believe it or not, Laura Nyro wrote that song and wrote it for the Fifth Dimension. It just so happens that Marilyn McCoo, who sang lead on this song, and Billy Davis Jr., who mm-hmm. sings background mm-hmm. on the song, used it kind of to prompt themselves to get hitched.
They did, absolutely.
And 37 years later, they still are.
Incredible.
I know this was a song that was being played when my wife and I were dating, and she would sing it to me as well. The fact that my name is William, it fit in real well, you know. I am WK Boyce, and I have the life that you've always wanted. If you've not yet done so, call a friend and tell them to turn in to AM 560 KWTO Radio, because we're talking today about the top 10 reasons why men won't commit to marriage, why they just won't set the date. Why they say they want to be a boyfriend, they want to be reliable, they want to be there for you, but they just won't set the date.
Maybe we ought to have the listeners call in and see if they can guess the 10. So everyone have a shot at picking one and see if we can actually pick these.
That'd be fun. One woman said, the guy I love doesn't want to marry. He's been clear about it. He said why he doesn't feel like he's ready to marry. He's too young. He says at age 28, he feels if it's extra responsibility, and he's just not ready yet. Why won't men commit to marriage? Why won't your boyfriend commit to marriage? Why do men hesitate to put an absolute date to begin that marriage relationship? You know, it's been my experience that a lot of men love dating. They love the excitement. They love the romance. They love everything associated with the dating. But when they talk about marriage, to men, that's a whole different realm. That's a whole other universe. And many of them are not ready to go into that universe. I was performing a wedding, and I want you to picture this. The auditorium is beautiful. It's decorated. The guests are arriving. The music is playing. The attendants are being ushered in. The bride, the beautiful bride-to-be, is in waiting, and she's waiting to come out and to make that trip down the aisle. I am in an adjoining room with the prospective groom. And as we're listening to the music and we know people are going down that aisle and know that he has about 2 minutes left, he turns to me and he says, "I don't want to do this." And I said, "What, are you kidding me?" And he says, "No, I don't want to do this." I said, "What do you mean you don't want to do this? The music is playing. The people are going in. The bride is waiting." He says, "There are other women I want to date." True story. And I said, "Well, we best get the bride in here and let you tell her that." And it was not a pretty event. True story. But what she didn't know at the time was that he saved her years of heartache.
Absolutely.
He saved her years of misery. He saved her years of guessing whether or not he really loved her and was committed to her and was there for her. He saved her years of agony by saying, "I'm not ready to do this." And so, as I work with women and men in counseling and premarital counseling, I had one couple come to me, and the reason they came to me is they have known each other. They've known each other about 10 years, had dated for about 5 years of those 10 years, five of those 10 years, had been engaged for three of those 10 years. So they've been together for 8 years, really together, and came to me because he wouldn't set the date. He would not set the time. Now, she was a young woman in her mid-30s. He was a man about 40 years of age. And as I listened to this couple, they explained to me that he was still living at home with his parents. He still felt a responsibility to them. And that he wouldn't set the date. We went through many months of counseling. And finally, she said, "This is enough." And she broke it off. So, why won't men commit? Why won't men commit? And why will women stay with a man who won't commit? What is the reasons for that? We have Sterling from Lamar. Sterling, good morning.
Good morning. I've often wondered that myself, why women stay with men that truly did treat them badly, but that's a question for another day, I guess. I married a good-looking young lady.
Congratulations.
In 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still married. It hadn't all been great, but some of us been pretty doggone good. And
wonderful.
I suspect one reason that, and we didn't have any counseling, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too long of courtship. And her mother was driving up and down the street. We got married in the courthouse, and I'm pretty sure her thought was to see that wedding didn't take place. But she since said she loves me. Anyway... one reason we're still together is my wife has this saying, "Why should I leave you and make you happy?" And then the other reason is maybe we sort of took turns of getting mad, and one of us was going to leave and then the other one wouldn't. What do you think?
There you go.
But it's been a pretty good 47 years, almost 47.
47 years. When's the anniversary?
December 29th.
December 29th.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sterling. Yeah, you know, Pat and I, my wife and I, we have an agreement. We made an agreement when we got married was that the door opened only one way. We were free to leave, but there wasn't a handle coming back in. And neither one of us have chosen to walk out the door. And like Sterling and his wife, we take turns at being up and down and angry or not angry at the same time. And it works out best if only one's angry at a time, or if one is depressed at a time. So you have the other one there to help pick you up and get you back into a realm of reality. Why won't men commit? What is it that causes a man to say, "I love you, but I don't live the rest of my life with you"?
If you have any ideas, give us a call, 862-9977, 862-9977, or 1-800-375-0056. Let us know. We've got a list here. Let's see if you want to take a crack at it.
I hate to say it, but I have the reverse.
You have the reverse?
Yes, I have the reverse. I had a female who would not commit.
Ooh, would you like to share that?
Well, let's see. It was 27-some-odd years ago. I was fixing to get hitched. We'd set a date and all the rest of that stuff, and 5 months before the date, I got basically a Dear John in the mail. Bye.
Wow. Wow. And that does happen.
Oh, yeah.
That happens a lot. There are women who will not commit as well.
And we've talked about some of this. In those cases when, you know, such as going down the aisle and, you know, decides this is not the right time, whether that's male or female, that is, even though it is at a very inconvenient time, that most likely it was the right decision to do. What we've been talking about also is, what is marriage? I think a lot of people today don't have the concept down of what marriage truly is. What's involved in being married? What are the expectations of being married? We're going to talk about that further as we're going into June. That's part of why we have the topic this morning. But we're getting into the wedding season here. What are your thoughts?
We have Bob from Farmington on the phone. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I have a suggestion for you, sir.
Go right ahead.
I'm not sure if I were getting all the free milk I wanted, why on earth would I want to buy a cow?
That is an excellent point. In fact, that's one of the reasons why men won't commit. You're absolutely right.
You have one.
Well, it just seems like ladies today, I certainly don't mean to be lewd, but certainly want to give it away for free. And like I say, if you got all the milk in the world you can drink, why on earth would you buy a cow?
That's right. In fact, in one survey, that was the top reason, the number one reason why men will not commit, that men can get sex without marriage more easily than in times past. Women are more eager to be sexual with a dating partner than they have been in times past. And men reported that meeting women is easy, you know, at bars, through friends, at work, on the internet. Though men want to become friends with a woman before becoming seriously involved, casual sex, most men report, is very easy to come by. Number one reason why men won't commit. Ladies, I've had multitudes of women tell me, you know, if I don't have sex with him, then he won't date me.
Well, then what an outstanding way it is to sort the field.
Say again?
I say that is an outstanding way to sort the field.
Yes.
If the man is not willing to wait, my God, he might not make a good husband material.
Well, that's true. You know, you have to question the faithfulness. That's part of being married.
Discipline and fidelity is some of the most important properties of marriage, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. In fact, women and men who cohabit together, who have sex together, live together before marriage, diminish their chances of marriage to begin with and diminish the happiness in a marriage if it does occur. All the research is pointing that. It shows that. It reveals that.
Well, and one of the common things is, well, you know, we get to live together. We know what it's like before. You're not married till you are. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that and how many times it's now come back to being true. It doesn't matter whether you live together, whether just having intercourse or living in an apartment together or a house together. We've had people that have bought their own homes together. But you're not married till you are. There is a transition that happens there. Bob, thank you for the call. We have Deborah in Rogersville.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I just thought I would insert in here in your conversation. I just heard someone tell a story tell about a letter that was written to Dear Abby probably a few years back. And the man was telling that he said he had a problem. He loved his wife, but he also was having an affair and loved another woman. And he said, what am I going to do about that? I love both of them. And he said, and don't give me any of this morality stuff. So she wrote back and she said, the only difference between humans and animals is morality. Consult a veterinarian.
Ooh.
So I thought that's that was very appropriate for your conversation.
Oh, that is, Deborah. Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my. Consult a veterinarian. Oh. You know, the morality of human beings. That's one of the reasons why in the life that you've always wanted, it is foundational, it is fundamental, that there are principles that we live our lives by. There are objective truths that have the morality as its basis. And without morality, I agree, we're no more than animals. If you want to know more of the reasons why men won't commit, it's important that perhaps you ask your friends. Perhaps you ask relatives. Perhaps you can call the show. Gene from Clinton is on the line. Gene, good morning.
Hello. A lot of times when you, after you get married, you court, you know, and then you find out a lot of bad things out about your chosen mate, even after you've married.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why you married into that kind of family. You didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And why would you stay with somebody after you, you know, find out that he and his mother had a child, and they called that child his brother? How would you know that there was a child in Kansas City? How would you know that there was another child somewhere else? But yet you stayed with them. You stayed with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I've often wondered if that lady might have been just a little off in her head, but she understood the horrible problem that he had, and he'd confessed to it. And I've always thought it was not really all of his fault.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that.
Yeah, you know, there are no perfect marriages. There are no perfect marriages
anywhere.
You
know, and no perfect
anywhere.
People.
No Here's, perfect people.
When you get down to it, there are no perfect people. And when you get together, you're going to be surprised what all little secrets that will come out later, and you start talking to one another, and you have to forgive one another. You have to understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And there was love between these two people. I understood why. And if it hadn't have been his early upbringing, I don't know.
Yeah.
men are different. Women are different.
Oh, very
and thank
true.
Goodness for the, listen, thank goodness for the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Most marriages, you'll find, I bet you'd find most marriages today have more problems anyway.
Well, actually one
I'm
thing.
I'm making too many points.
No, that's okay. One thing about it is no matter what your past history is, we all bring things to a marriage.
That's right.
Okay, and we all have family history, and mm-hmm. some of those skeletons in your closet, mm-hmm. there are many in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of life. A lot of those choices are choices that we had no say in making. Those were things that were done by our parents, our grandparents, our brothers, sisters, whatever.
Right, uh-huh.
That's part of being a family.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that we have is we always have the choice.
Mm-hmm.
of how our life will turn out.
Mm-hmm.
When we're looking at our life and we're looking at our spouse's life, for better or for worse is not a decision. It's a just-in-case clause. And so to daily go out and try to make your life better and make your spouse's life better, that's an opportunity you have every day. No matter what your parents did, no matter what your grandparents did, aunts, uncles,
mm-hmm.
Different things that happen. Part of why we founded the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute is so that we can help people live lives to their fullest, no matter where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
WK has over 30 years' experience ministering to people. Over the last 22 years, 20-plus years, to marriages and families specifically. Before that, actually ministered to people that were in Missouri State Pen up in Jeff City, up mm-hmm. in Supermax.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to a diverse crowd of people that anything that you could ever do or have done to you, WK has talked with those people. And part of the reason why we founded the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute
mm-hmm.
is so that people have a source to go to be able to seek help and seek advice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it became wrong that if for some reason you seek counsel, that you go and you talk to someone to say, you know, this isn't working right, but I don't know how to fix it. That somehow that's wrong. If we're driving a car and the car breaks down, are we looked down on because we sought to get a mechanic to help fix the car?
Yes, that's true.
You know, we're not. We seek professional guidance all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking with our families, our home and our family is the most important asset we have. It's mm-hmm. we only get one shot at this life.
That's right.
This is it. And so you have to be able to make the best one you can. And sometimes look for guidance. That's part of why we have the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. It is a resource. It is to have this paradigm shift of, well, getting advice is something, oh, crud, you know, they've got something wrong with them. No, they've got something right if they're looking for advice. If they're looking to make their life better and make their time on this earth better. If you're out there and you're, like Leona was talking about, there are pains that come with families.
Mm-hmm.
There are pains that happen in life. If you want something better, give us a call at the office, 882-6767. That's the number two there. And we have counselors. We have people that they have spent their life, they knew they had a mission life to help other people, and they have sought the training to be able to do that. And they're willing to help you. They're not there to judge you, to come down on you. They're there to take you where you are and say, you know, you're right. You can have a better life. Let's talk.
Okay.
Jean?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the call. We have Leona in Warsaw. Leona, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I have two boys that aren't married for the specific reason that girls are out there with all the free sex, and with all the free sex, there's usually baggage along with them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of baggage.
Yeah. Kids and all that kind of stuff. And they don't want to be housewives. They don't want to be, what my kids say is, they don't want to be a woman.
Mm.
They want to wear the pants. They want to get out and work. And, for instance, one of my boys was dating a girl, and this is what she wanted him to do. He has a good-paying job that pays way more than what she was getting paid at the time. She wanted him to quit his job and babysit her kids.
Now, that's real smart.
And her to go to school. Now, you tell me, where was the money going to come from to support him?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question.
And they check you out for your assets before they, you know, get to even know you. They're little gold diggers. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, and there are a lot of women out there who are. And there's a lot of men out there who are real jerks. I mean,
you got that right.
Absolutely, absolutely. But there are a lot of really, really good women and very good men who are really searching for one another.
I tell my kids they're looking at the wrong places.
Well, that can be.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Leon. I appreciate the call. You know, the fundamental working assumption is that people can and do change. When we make a commitment to marriage, when that commitment is made and that wedding does take place and the marriage begins, then everything that man and woman brought into the marriage has to be worked with. No matter what you came from, no matter what kind of environment you came out of, people can and do change if they know how to. The knowing how to is very, very hard. Well,
well, on that note, I think we're going to hold on through the bottom half of the hour. If you are listening, give us a call, 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. We'll see you at the top or the bottom of the hour.
And we are back on our Springfield Marriage and Family program this morning. And we have both of our guests, or both of our hosts, rather, here this morning, here at WK and Ken Boyce.
Thank you for joining us. Again, if you're joining us for the first time, we've had a lively discussion the first half hour of why men won't commit to marriage, why men won't commit to a wedding. And I've had many callers call in and talk about their stories. And if you'd like to call us and tell us your story, a wedding that almost happened, never happened, did happen, call us at 862-9977 or outside of Springfield is 1-800-375-0056. Or if you're using your cell phone, it's star 56. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
And we were talking about the top 10 reasons men won't commit and opened up the phone lines to see who all could guess, how many of them could be guessed. And, of course, Bob from Farmington knocked the first one, top reason right out of the park. What are some of the other reasons?
The top reason was that men can get sex without marriage more easily than in times past, you know. And he said, why buy the cow when the milk is free? I hear that all the time. The second reason also that men won't commit, that most men say, is that they can enjoy the benefits of having a wife by cohabiting rather than marrying. If you just move in together. And cohabitation has increased greatly over the past decade in this country.
Sixfold, I believe, was the last estimate.
Yeah. Men say that they think living together is a good way to test out a marriage prospect. They also view living together as less risky than marriage. At the same time, men say they like the convenience of having a regular sex partner. Several said they appreciate the domestic benefits of cohabitation and the ability to share expenses, but thought marriage to be unnecessary at this point in their life. Well, if you just stop and think about that a minute. Ladies, why would you move in with a man or have your boyfriend move in with you? He have all the benefits of marriage without the commitment, without the legal status that any child born into that relationship has no security because you have no security in that relationship. And your chances of marrying that man diminish the moment they move in or you move in with them. All research points that out. The third reason that men want to avoid weddings is they want to avoid divorce and its financial risk. Now, a lot of men, you know, said that their financial assets are better protected if they cohabit than marry. Now, why is that? Because the wife has no legal reason or recourse to his his finances. She has no way to touch his expenses and finances, his money. And, you know, they also fear that the ex-wife will take advantage of them financially if they do marry and get divorced, and those settlement proceedings can become very wicked. The ex-wife begins to demand a lot of his money, and men avoid weddings for that reason. They're fearful of that. The fourth reason, that men want to wait until they're older to have children. You know, the average age for men to marry in this country today is age 27. That's the average age. Average age of women is age 25. That has increased dramatically since the years when we married, Pat and I married. Average age at that time was 19 and 18, respectively. But at 27 and 25 today, that's the average age. And most men say they want to really wait until they are older, about the age of 35, before they get married. That's kind of the ideal age that most men say that they have in mind.
We've had enough fun, and it's time to settle down.
We've played enough. Our playground now is boring, and so we're ready to settle down. And talk about an extended adolescence. A lot of men just want to play, and that comes up here again in just a minute. But men, ladies, I want you to hear this. Men do not have a biological clock that women observe. And men do not fear not being able to father a child or have children at some point in life. And so they don't feel the pressure to set a date to go ahead and commit and get married and begin a family. Because they can do that when they're 35. They can do that when they're 50 years of age. And some have. And some do. But they will not say, I have this pressing need to have children. And a lot of ladies feel that very pressure. And also men fear that marriage will require too many changes and compromises. And that goes back to what we were talking about a minute ago, is that they savor their freedom to enjoy their hobbies and their late nights out and the freedom from extra financial burdens. They want to postpone absorbing extra responsibilities until they're on an extra solid footing in a number of areas. But they love their freedom. They love their freedom. They love their night out with the guys, with their buddies. And they're not willing to give that up easily. And I know a lot of women who have talked with me say, you know, their boyfriend, she believes would want to spend more time with his buddies than they do with her. And, you know, she's right in many respects. We have Gloria from here in Springfield on the line. Gloria, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys are so off base, I can't begin to tell you.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, for one thing, you do have a biological clock. And can I say what I want to say?
Go right ahead.
Okay. At a certain age, you men cannot perform. At a certain age. I know my son-in-law has that problem right now. My husband had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter told my son, enjoy yourself now because you're going to have the problem too. You're so wrong. My husband begged me to marry him. He begged me. I got his love letters.
Wonderful.
But I was a virgin when I married him.
Gloria, when did you get married?
In 1958.
Oh, that is excellent.
1958.
Golden anniversary is about right around the corner then.
Huh?
The golden anniversary is around the corner.
Well, no, he's been gone today 5 years.
Oh.
We were married for 44 years. I knew him for 45.
But, oh, wow.
You know, you're so wrong about things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe today, yeah, I know today it's pretty pathetic. But, you know, the women want to play too today.
That's true.
And it makes me sick. Makes me sick how they run around showing everything. Who wants somebody that looks like everybody else? If I was young today, do you think I'd be showing my navel and my behind and everything else? Heck no.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria, how was your 44 years together?
Huh?
How was your 44 years together?
I tell you what, my husband always told everybody I wouldn't have what I had if it wasn't for Gloria. I was one of 12 kids. I worked hard. The last 12 years was not that great. Now, when I say not that great, we didn't fight and this and that, or, you know, all that stuff. But after he became successful, then he didn't have to ask my advice about anything. And it made me mad, you know, because, so I can tell you what I did. When we became successful, and I thought, I'm going to make you start listening to me. So whenever we sold something, see, we were in business, and my husband, he said, I don't have a guaranteed retirement, so what I'm going to do is buy property. And then if I ever have to sell it, that's my retirement. So when he stopped listening to me, and he listened to everybody else, and they were in our business, then when we sold property, I made him split the money with me. He never did know why I had more money than him.
Okay.
Now, that sounds stupid. You know, I think I could sit and talk with you for 4 or 5 hours, and people tell me I should write a book.
Well, maybe you should.
Well, I'll have you write it. But, no, you're really wrong that women... See, women are better after menopause. Women are better. Men aren't. See, men go through menopause, too.
Well, there are biological changes in both sexes, in both genders.
I know, but what I'm telling you, women, men want to play around to 35, and believe me, they maybe only got 15 more years to play around. So I think a woman should marry a man younger than her.
And that's very successful marriages many times like that. It really is.
Well, I was listening to you. I've been outside working. I cut the grass. My husband, I think, the whole time we were married, only cut the grass 4 or 5 times.
Mm. My wife couldn't start a lawnmower.
Well, I tell you what, I hung up some pictures today, and I went out and changed some light bulbs. I'm 68 years old. And I mean, I was the perfect wife.
Well, Gloria, I'm absolutely thrilled that you had 44 years. And part of what the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute is it celebrates marriage, it celebrates family. And we want people to have the best experience they can. And like I said, we've only got one shot at this. We're only on the earth once. And to be able to make the best of it. I wish we were here when things got into the 12 years and could have helped make that a little easier for that last 12 years for you. The reason we're here is we want to help people. We want to be a resource for them because it's their life. It's their choice.
Well, maybe I might come and join you and do a little teaching.
Hey. It'd be awesome. We were talking about some of the premarital seminars that we have coming up because there are a lot of things that people spend a lot of time planning a wedding and don't spend one day planning the marriage after.
My parents, I had to go to school. They start me in school first grade at 4 years old. So I was 16 and a senior. And I wanted to go to nursing school. My dad said, well, all my friends tell me if you work for it, then you'll appreciate it more. I worked a year before I could go to nursing school, and I worked 10 hours a day. Today, they'd call that cruelty. At 17, working 10 hours a day. I made $1 an hour. I earned enough money to go to nursing school. What I'm trying to say, this really ticks me off when people say, oh, we're poor and we're this and we're that.
Oh, no, we are the richest country in the world.
I know. If you want something, work for it.
Absolutely.
The young people today, they got their cell phones, their fancy cars and this and that, and they haven't paid one dime. Okay, so how can I reach you or the Institute of Marriage?
You can give us a call at 882-6767. That's 417-882-6767, and that'll get us right to the front desk.
Okay. Thank you for your call,
Thank you, Gloria.
Give us a call.
We'd love to.
Okie doke. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Other reasons why men are waiting to get married is that they're really looking for the perfect soulmate. Sometimes a man will not commit to a wedding because he believes they can find a better woman. And if he breaks up and comes back and breaks up and comes back, then he may be not that into you, as one phrase says. We have about 3 minutes left. Joyce is from here in Springfield. She's on the phone. Joyce, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, Joyce.
There you are.
Okay, I just turned on the radio and heard this was a marriage something or other going on. And I wondered, do you have counseling for people? Is that what you do?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I have a daughter that has tried to go to marriage counsel with her husband, but he always says it's her problem. He doesn't need to go. So do you do, like, just the wife?
I encourage your daughter to go ahead and go to counseling. Many times women have come to counseling by themselves to begin with, and then their husbands will come. Their husbands
will come. You do accept just the wife and not the husband.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, yes, where are you located and who are you?
We are at 3734 South Avenue, Suite C.
Okay.
And it's the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and the phone number is 882-6767.
Okay.
And we're real easy to find. We're one block due west of Kickapoo High School, so very easy to get to, very easy to find, and many of us there wanting to help. So have her give us a call.
Okay. That's what I need to know. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joyce.
And we have just a few minutes left on the reasons. Why don't we wrap those up?
Yeah, the final reason why men will not marry is that they're reluctant to marry a woman who already has children. This goes back to cohabiting together and having a child with someone before they're committed to you. There's no security in that relationship. And men are hesitant to marry a woman who already has children. So before you cohabit, before you engage in sex with anybody, and the commitment of marriage is absolutely essential for that security. And so I want to thank you for joining us this morning. This is WK and Ken Boyce with the life you've always wanted. It's your life. It's your choice. Make it a great one. See you next week.